A famous hymn of the church says, "Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." See, hope anchors the soul. Hope is what we need when our lives feel adrift. In our summer crosstalk, we offer words of hope. Here's Karen Pitters.
2 Timothy 1:7. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. I doubt that anyone really would ever describe me as timid. I mean, I'm clearly an extrovert. I can and I do talk with just about anyone. If I'm out with friends, it's with regularity that one of my friends will ask me, "Do you know that person?" I will say, "You mean that person that just told me their life story?" "No, I've never met them." Talking to people comes naturally, and it does not make me timid or fearful. But talking with people in general and talking to people about Jesus are, at least in my book, two different things. The first feels comfortable, at least to me, and the second makes me feel timid. For those of you who may be more private, aka shy, introverted, quiet, just talking to someone you don't know may be intimidating. Then let's add the spiritual dimension. Whew! Now we're shaking in our boots. In 2 Timothy, Paul is writing to Timothy to encourage him, to remind him, "Remember, don't be afraid. I did not give you that fear or that timidity. I gave you a spirit of power, a spirit of love and self-control." In other words, God has given us what we need to overcome being timid or fearful, especially when we want to talk about Jesus. For those of us who know me, you know that I'm a bit of a control freak. Well, to admit it fully, I just don't like to be controlled. I believe that my fear about talking about Jesus is about my control issues. What if someone asks me something I can't answer? What if this person is quite different? What if someone wants to know more? Do I have time to make time for them? What if I can't understand them? Can I control the outcome of my conversation? No, I cannot, nor should I. God is in control of that. Is my hesitation and fear coming from my lack of trust that God will give me the words I need, the time I need, the love I need for others, and the self-discipline to allow myself to speak? All of the above, I think. As you might know, I walk my dog every day. I usually have my Trinity shirt on. My little dog, Bubby, is kind of cute and friendly, and I naturally have that sign on my forehead, you know, the one that says, "You can tell me anything." You can imagine that I get into many conversations with people along my walks, and you would be correct. People frequently ask me about Trinity because of my shirt, which opens the door to God's conversations. I begin to pray when I leave the house that God would control whatever conversations I will have with those I meet. I pray that He would give me power and love and self-control to meet the needs of the people I meet. In most any conversation, I now ask people if there is something I can pray for them about. If they tell me something, I ask if I can pray with them right then. Some people say yes and others say no. If the answer is yes, I reach out my spare hand, the other one is holding onto Bubby's leash, and I say a simple prayer. And then I say, "God bless you, and the next time I see you, please tell me more." At first, this was terrifying to me. At times, I'm still timid. But the more I open myself up to God's power, the easier it is to be sure. I'm not sure if this bit of passage from 2 Timothy is just about being a spokesperson for our Lord, but that is how it speaks to me. If I'm willing to allow God to bring me peace instead of panic, courage instead of cowardice, then I'm able to speak with confidence. I don't have to know all the answers. I just have to listen and allow God to love them through me. What about you? Are you willing to try? Maybe there's something else in your life right now that you're fearful about. Repeat after me. God did not give you that fear. The Spirit of God does not make us timid or fearful. The Spirit of God gives us power and love and self-discipline. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, help us to remember that you sent your Spirit to fill us up, not with fear, but with your power and your love and your self-discipline. Help us to remember the incredible gifts you gave us and to leave our fears behind and trust in you fully. Amen.